Last updated on October 26, 2025. What to expect in the USS Bofin Submarine Museum. Dive deep into naval history at the USS Bofin Submarine Museum. This comprehensive experience allows you to fully immerse yourself in the world of submarines. Participate in multimedia presentations that provide insights into the daily life of submarine crew members and the dangers they faced underwater. Get ready for an exciting journey through time, bringing to life the legacy of the USS Bofin and its brave crew. The USS Bofin, also known as the Pearl Harbor Avenger, is one of the 15 remaining U.S. submarines from World War II. You can explore it both from the outside and inside. The museum offers educational programs and guided tours that allow visitors of all ages to deepen their understanding of submarine history and naval operations. Knowledgeable guides share fascinating stories and insights into the role of the USS Bofin during World War II and subsequent conflicts. Educational exhibits and hands-on activities provide an interactive learning experience that sparks curiosity and offers a deeper appreciation for the contributions of submarine crews. The submarine was built in 1942, shortly after the U.S. entered World War II following the attack on Pearl Harbor. It was a significant advancement over its predecessor, the Gato class, featuring stronger hulls, greater capabilities, and improved combat systems. The USS Bofin, returned to Pearl Harbor in 1971, was kept in dry dock and was opened to the public in 1986. The USS Bofin Submarine Museum, an action location on the map. Book your visit to the USS Bofin Submarine Museum. Now, our honest review and AMP. Rating. Despite the serious history of Pearl Harbor, the museum offers a relaxed and respectful environment. You cannot change history, but you can acknowledge it and pay tribute to those who sacrificed their lives. With so much to see, we recommend planning a full day. The submarine itself is both fascinating and impressive. If it rains, just bring an umbrella or rain jacket, as most of the exhibits are indoors. Some areas of Pearl Harbor are accessible for strollers or wheelchairs, but the submarine itself is not. Tour options, duration, and AMP, cost organized tour. Duration. There are many organized tours. The best part is that you always have someone exclusive by your side to ask. Tours that visit all of Pearl Harbor in small groups last around 4 to 8 hours. Cost. Most Pearl Harbor tours that visit all the historic sites cost start from $180. Get insights to the USS Bofin Submarine Museum self-organized tour. Duration. Plan about 1.5 hours for the tour of the submarine and the area. Cost. A single ticket for the Pacific Fleet Submarine Museum costs about $30. Is the USS Bofin Submarine Museum worth it? For us, it was a definite yes. It offers a completely different and fascinating perspective on naval warfare. The experience of actually going inside a real World War II submarine was both eye-opening and slightly claustrophobic. Here's our take on who will absolutely love the USS Bofin Submarine Museum. Anyone fascinated by how things work. If you love exploring the mechanics of ships and machines, this is for you. The audio tour does a fantastic job of explaining every dial, lever, and torpedo tube, giving you a real appreciation for the incredible engineering and human skill required to operate these vessels. History buffs nicknamed the Pearl Harbor Avenger, the Bofin went on its first patrol exactly 1 year after the attack. Walking its decks gives you a tangible connection to the U.S. response to the war. People looking for an immersive experience. Squeezing through the narrow hatches and seeing the tiny bunks where 80 men lived for months at a time is an incredibly immersive experience. You really feel what life must have been like. On the other hand, it might not be the right fit if you are claustrophobic. We cannot stress this enough. The submarine is extremely cramped and narrow. If tight spaces make you uncomfortable, you should absolutely skip the inside tour and just view it from the outside. You have mobility issues. The tour requires climbing steep, ladder-like stairs and stepping over high thresholds, the circular hatches. It is not accessible for wheelchairs or those who have difficulty with stairs. Our final word, if you can handle the tight quarters, we highly recommend it. It's a unique and memorable experience that gives you a profound respect for the submariners of World War II. It was a fascinating glimpse into a hidden world beneath the waves. Navigating the booking system can be a headache, we won't lie. But for us, that hassle faded the moment we put our masks in the water. The experience of swimming in a real-life aquarium, surrounded by vibrant coral and clouds of tropical fish, is a memory we'll always treasure. We believe you will too. Where to stay at the USS Bofin Submarine Museum? Book your accommodation in Oahu. How to get to the USS Bofin Submarine Museum with an organized tour. An organized tour is perfect for your visit to Pearl Harbor because you don't have to worry about anything organizational, and you can fully concentrate and get involved in the day. You can ask any of your questions directly and have an experienced tour guide by your side who will be happy to answer everything. On your own, self-organized, the Pearl Harbor Visitor Center is open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you're traveling by car, make sure to use this as your address. Pearl Harbor National Memorial, 1 Arizona Memorial Place. Otherwise, you'll end up at the active military base. You can also get there by bus. You can find out which line and time is best for you here. The bus, what to pack an amp. Prepare. Comfortable shoes. Women/men water money. Sunscreen sun hat. /cap women. Men mosquito repellent camera USS Bofin Submarine Museum. Frequently asked questions. FAQ. Can you actually go inside the USS Bofin Submarine? Yes, absolutely. The highlight of the visit is the self-guided audio tour that takes you right through the interior of the historic World War II submarine. You'll get to walk through the narrow corridors, see the torpedo rooms, the engine room, the crew's mess, and the tight sleeping quarters, giving you a real sense of what life was like for the 80 men who served aboard this Pearl Harbor Avenger. Is the submarine tour suitable for everyone? The tour involves navigating tight spaces, steep stairs, ladders, and low doorways. For this reason, it may be challenging for visitors with mobility issues. It is also not recommended for those with severe claustrophobia. Children are welcome, but they must be at least 4 years old to tour the submarine for safety reasons. How much time should I plan for the USS Bofin Museum and Park? A thorough visit typically takes about 1.5 to 2 hours. This allows enough time to complete the audio tour of the submarine itself, explore the indoor museum exhibits that detail the history of submarines, and walk through the waterfront memorial, which pays tribute to the 52 U.S. submarines lost during World War II. Explore more. Tours near the USS Bofin Submarine Museum. Cementerio La Reina Tour, Travel Guide and AMP. Tips. Tour de Canon del Rio Yumuri, Travel Guide and AMP. Tips. Disclosure. Please note that some of the links above may be affiliate links, and at no additional cost to you, Discovernauts earn a commission if you make a purchase. The income covers the costs for content creation and running this site for you. Please read our full disclosure for more info. Share, now Jetst, TLIN, Facebook X, WhatsApp, Pinterest. Email.